The second Baba Vasa Parabhav Mishnah Zion, Misha Haitha Derek Harab in Maveret Bitok Sadeh. Somebody who owned a field, and there was a public thoroughfare that ran right through the middle of the field. Nutlov and Nassan Lahan Minatzad, the owner of the field, closed off that thoroughfare and instead gave the Rabbim a thoroughfare that ran down the side of his field. Masha Nassan Nassan Bishalo Lohigil. The new thoroughfare that he gave the Rabbim now is the property of the Rabbim, and the original thoroughfare that he took away from the Rabbim, he is not allowed to keep it. He has to give it back to the Rabbim. The reason for this din is we have a clause. A thoroughfare that the Rabbim has gotten used to using, you're not allowed to take it away from the Rabbim. So therefore, the new thoroughfare that the Rabbim has now gotten used to using remains the Rabbim's. And the original thoroughfare that he took away from the Rabbim, he was not allowed to do that, and therefore he has to give it back, and now the Rabbim has two thoroughfares that run through his field. Derech Hayochid Arba'amos. Somebody who sells a path that runs through his field to an individual, the width of the path that he would have to give that yachid is 4 amos. Derech harabim, 16 amos. If somebody sells a thoroughfare to the rabbim that runs through his field, he would have to give the rabbim a thoroughfare that is 16 amos wide. Derech hamelech ein lashir. Somebody who sells a path to his friend, and he tells his friend he is selling him a Derech HaMelech, that path is unlimited. His friend can make any type of path he wants through the field. As we have a cloud, a Melech Poreit Geder Lefanav, a Melech, when he passes through with advantage, he can cut through anybody's property, even breaking down walls and breaking down buildings, as a Melech can pass through anywhere. His Derech is unlimited. So therefore, since he told his friend that he is selling him a Derech HaMelech, he is selling him an unlimited Derech, his friend can make any type of path that he wants. Derech HaKeber Ein Lashir. When people are accompanying a mace to get to the Beit HaKfaros to bury him, the Derech, the path that they go through to get to the Keber, is unlimited. They can even cut through people's property on the way to burying the mace. They can even trample on the person's produce. And this is the kanes chachamim mishum kavod hamace, that when people accompany the mace, they can cut through anywhere. But they do not have a right to break down walls and buildings. Hamaimin, dayanei tzipori amru, beit arbas kav. A maimin is that it was a minig in those days that after they were coming back from bearing a mace, the people would gather together and they would sit down and stand up 7 times. And while they were seated, people would say hespedim. This is called a maimon. And if somebody tells his friend he is selling him a maimon, he is selling him an area in which it could be used for a maimon, that people would gather over there when they returned from bearing a mace. The size of the area that he would have to give the buyer, the dayanim of Tzipori said, would be 4 kavim. This is 33 amos and 2 tefachim by 50 amos. This is the size that is needed for a maimon. Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Hameikar makom lechaveru lachos lo keber. Somebody makes an agreement with his friend that he would sell him a piece of land that would be used for his friend to make their keber. And in those days, they didn't make just one keber at a time. Instead, they'd make a series of kvaros that would be used for the whole family to be buried together. And it was not stipulated in the agreement exactly how large the land would be that he would be selling to the buyer. V'chein ha-mekabo mechavero lasos lo kever. And so too, somebody made an agreement with his friend that he would construct for him a kever, meaning a whole series of kvaros, but it wasn't spelled out exactly how he would construct it. The Mishnah tells us exactly how he should construct these kvaros. Osa tocha shamara arba amos ashish. He would dig out a cave, and he would make a median area in this cave, which was 4 amos by 6 amos. Uposeach letocha shmona kuchim. And he would dig out 8 graves that would open to the median area. Shlosha mikan, ushlosha mikan, ushmayim mikanegma. 3 graves on either side of the median area, and two on the far side opposite the entrance. V'kuchan orchan arba amos v'ruman shiva v'rochban shisha. The size of each grave would be, the length would be 4 amos, the height would be 7 tefachim, and the width would be 6 tefachim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Oysa Toicha Sham Ara Shesh Amos Al Shmona. Rabbi Shimon says he would have to make a larger cave than the Tanna Kamma says. He has to make a median area of at least 6 amos by 8 amos, Uposeach L'Tocha Shlosh Asar Kuch. And he would have to dig out 13 graves that open to the median area, Arba Mikan, V'Arba Mikan, 4 on either side, Ushlosha Mekinezon, 3 on the far side opposite the entrance, V'Echad Miyamin HaPesach, V'Echad Min HaSmol, 1 on the right side of the entrance, and 1 on the left side of the entrance. He doesn't actually dig out caves next to the entrance. Instead, they are on the far side, dug diagonally, 1 on the right corner and 1 on the left corner opposite the entrance, altogether 13 graves. V'ose chatzer api amara sheish ashesh kimelo hamita v'kobra. The person who is constructing this would also have to make a courtyard in front of the entrance of the cave. The size of the courtyard would have to be at least 6 amos by 6 amos, large enough to accommodate the mita with the maze and the people burying the maze. Uposeach l'tocha shtei maros. He can't just make one cave, he has to make at least 2 caves that open up to this courtyard. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, 1 on either side of the courtyard. He would have to make 2 caves, the size of which is mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer arba la'arba ruchoser. Rabbi Shimon says the person who is constructing these graves actually has to make 4 caves altogether to the 4 sides of the chazer, 1 on each side. Rabbi Shimon holds he has to make 4 caves, each one the size that Rabbi Shimon said before. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer hakol l'fi asel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says sometimes the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that each cave, the size would be 4 by 6 with 8 graves open to this median area. And sometimes the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that each cave would have to be a median area of 6 amos by 8 with 13 kfaros open to it. It depends on the difficulty in digging the grave. It depends if the ground is very rocky. If it's very rocky, then the halacha would be like the Tanna Kamma, that each cave would only be 8 graves with a median area of 4 by 6. If the ground is less difficult to dig in, then the halacha would be like Rabbi Shimon, that each cave would have 13 kvaros with a median area of 6 by 8.